I know what you come to this show for. It's impressive feats of physical excellence. Unfortunately, Molly and I provide few of those. And so the man that we have to impress you this morning, his name is Daniel Scully. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
G'day, guys. How you going? Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, you know what? We've just had a bit of back and forth off the air, and you sound like a genuinely lovely human. We're very happy to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And now, in terms of physical excellence, the thing that you bring to the table is your ability to plank with the best of them. How do you describe the physical exercise of planking?
So, really, it's just keeping on all fours and just tensing every muscle you've got in your body to stay up.
It's the worst feeling ever.
It is planking. It is.
I have to really dig deep into like the real guts of my inner power to get 1 minute. I'm like talking to myself like, Molly, you're stronger than this. You've been through so much. You can do it.
I did it on the weekend and I got to 2 minutes and I thought, oh, that's good.
That's impressive.
Don't patronise me, Daniel, because you have clocked over 5 hours at a time. That is insane. At what point did you go, actually, I can push this another 3 hours?
Well, at the moment I'm doing about 4.5 to 5 hours a day. I try and build it up, but when I wake up, I squeeze in half an hour plank in. At my lunch break, I squeeze another half an hour plank in just to sort of build up the small intervals and aim for a big one at night. Just anything really helps to get them numbers up, I suppose.
Is it almost
just getting that
like,
muscle endurance?
Like marathon training sort of thing where, you know, you run so many Ks and then it gets to a point where your body is just doing the thing and you kind of go into that space in your mind? Is that what happens?
It really it's probably the best way to put it, because like after a little while, so the first 1 or 2 hours of try and do nothing when I'm planking, just sort of meditate, and then after that your body finds a rhythm and you just stay there, you know, and then you can wander off and come back and realise what you're doing, and the pain will come back again even stronger. And you try and see yourself back to where you were before.
It almost reminds me of those Survivor challenges. Damon and I both love that show. I don't know if you love it or not, Daniel.
I do. I've seen a few of them.
Yeah, you know how they've got to stand on that tiny little pole and they're there for that's like... It kind of reminds me of that. Wow.
Exactly. It is. It's a real mental challenge.
I don't know what I'm more impressed by, the fact that you can plank for 5 hours or that you have that much time in a day to actually achieve that. Like, how do you fit it in around everything else? Obviously, you're doing like little amounts at a time.
I've got a very understanding partner, which is a big helpful hand, and a lot of support where, you know, obviously in a business where I can sort of go home about 4:30, 5 o'clock and get straight home and just start planking to about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
It's a little bit insane. Now, the reason why you are doing this is that you are building towards taking on the world record, which is held by a 62-year-old in the US called George Hood, who can plank for 8 hours, 15 minutes and 15 seconds. How do you transition from a 5-hour plank to an 8-hour, 15-minute plank? Like, where are you getting that extra 3 hours from?
At the moment, I'm still climbing up that ladder as fast and as strong as I can. You know, I'm still yet to break the 8 hours, but I'm trying as hard as I can. It's just one of those things where I try and do a larger plank every Saturday or Sunday, whichever day I prefer. And every Sunday that comes up, I'll try and beat my personal record from the week before. So, you know, it's just getting that little bit more each and every week.
All of this is just so impressive. But not only that, Daniel, you also suffer from a condition called complex regional pain syndrome.
Exactly right.
Can you talk to us about what that actually is?
Yeah. So when I was 12, I fell off a trampoline and broke my left arm.
Many kids have.
It's
just a normal break, thought it'd be healed within a few months and back at it. But after a few months of breaking the arm, I've noticed that I couldn't move my fingers nor my shoulder or my elbow.
Wow.
And any time I did move it got touched, it gave me pretty severe pain. So I got diagnosed to have complex regional pain syndrome, which is virtually the C-fibre nerves sending improper pain messages to the brain. So anything like soft touch, movement, wind, water.
Wind?
I don't like soft touch. I prefer my arm to be touched or pushed on the floor than to get a feather running across it. That's like having a knife through it.
So is your arm okay doing that hardcore physical activity of the plank then?
It's like 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. You know, I definitely do feel it more than what I would do if I didn't do it. But I know it's gone to a good cause, so I'm just trying to push through it as hard as I can.
Well, that cause is Pain Australia, which is a charity I've never heard of before, but you aim to raise $10,000 for that cause. You're already up to $7,500, which is brilliant, mate.
Which is phenomenal. Thank you to everyone that has donated and helped out. It's amazing.
We, of course, want to send people along to donate. Now, you can do so by heading to Daniel's Instagram account, which is Daniel_Scali. That's Scalii. And there's links there. Or head to chuff.org and just search for CRPS-awareness. So you're looking to take this on early July. Hey, while you're doing all this, I'm sure you're watching like some TV or movies. Do you have any good recommendations to everyone that you've been watching recently?
I do. You know, I've probably watched Money Heist twice over now. So. I'm excited for the new season to come out. So I'm just sort of, any new season coming out, just refreshing my brain and starting from season one and building myself up, hopefully. Reaching the new season.
Hilarious, mate. Well, it's for a fantastic cause. It's an incredibly impressive thing. So we're going to watch this with interest. Good luck on getting that extra 3 hours over the next couple of months. His name is Daniel Scali. He is South Australia's biggest planker, in the nicest way possible. Daniel, thank you so much, mate.
I appreciate the time, guys. Thank you so much. Enjoy the day.